made a mistake and put her in an environment where she's making decisions based on other decision points, but that was your mistake, and you will always bear that burden until she decides that she has made a mistake or does not decide that.
I was 11 years old when my father decided to set himself on fire in Ottawa. It was a move inspired by pure desperation, but not an unusual one. Our family was used to the idea of extreme measures like this.
شکایت به کی گویم یه حکایت این سر باباست این کاری که بابا سر من میکنم به کجا برم شکایت کنم به کی بگم این داستانو
I remember the parties we had as kids, the birthday parties, goodbye parties, with food, music, and balloons. Here, I see the faces of victims. No one was taken by force. They were won over. They were coaxed into leaving by expert MKO recruiters. When we went to Camp Ashraf, Dad caught up with some of these kids, their stories told in fearful whispers, helped him realize what was really going on, what he had got himself into, what he had gotten us into, and where his kids might be heading. In Camp Ashraf, women and men are kept separate. Falling in love, marriage, and all that is forbidden. I've heard numerous stories of the tactics used to keep people like my sister in the camp. The motivational speeches, the classes held, and the audio speeches played back over and over in the sleeping quarters throughout the day.
For me, as a visitor, they put up a show to pretend they were happy, but it wasn't the case.
My sister Somaya is one of them. Looking at her, I see an outline, a shell of what she used to be. Her eyes avert ours. She's distant and detached. Certainly not the sister I grew up with. After 10 years in the camp, she told us she wanted to stay there.
She didn't want to stay, but she was at her wit's end. I could feel a great deal of fear in her. That's why, as a father, I can never sleep well. That's why I want to rescue my daughter in any way possible. I'd do anything.
Another tactic the MKO uses is to make the people in the camp terrified of being sent back to Iran one day. Dad says that even in Canada, we were led to believe that we would never be able to go back to Iran.
یکی از شیوه‌ای که سازمان همیشه به کار می‌برد این بود که
A new strategy that MKO always used was to terrify kids and the troops to stop them from thinking of ever returning to Iran. They were told if they did, they'd be executed. That's what they constantly told these kids.
But Dad says Somaya is stuck between a rock and a hard place. and has no choice but to accept her situation. It's either that or emotional suicide. Dad persisted. He would leave us for months to go to Iraq to try to rescue both my sister and brother. He went so many times that it became a routine. We were also used to him coming back empty-handed. He came and went from Camp Ashraf, talked to lawyers and human rights organizations, but no progress was being made. Then one day, he got a call from the MKO. It was about the time Mariam Rajavi, the wife of MKO leader Masoud Rajavi, was arrested in Paris.
The government of France had arrested Mariam Rajavi. In protest, MKO decided it was better if people set themselves on fire. In France, we heard a woman had done it. Each person who set themselves on fire would get extensive coverage so that people would trust MKO.
Setting himself on fire in broad daylight in support of the MKO was Dad's way of trying to gain the organization's trust so that maybe, just maybe, they would reward him by giving him his kids back.
I've always loved my daughters, sons and wife, so I walked down this path. I strayed into this, and of course, MKO took advantage of me. I never wanted to do it. Anyway, it was my destiny. But I've always loved my children dearly. I would do anything to rescue Muhammad and Somaye, and that's why I instantly decided to set myself on fire, to curry more favor with the MKO and be able to rescue my kids.
But it didn't work. The next day, everything went back to the way it was. Deadlock. Then one night, Dad had this dream.
I dreamt of Muhammad. Suddenly, he called and said, "Dad, come to Iraq with all my IDs and rescue me." I told him to give me 14 days. He said, "The sooner the better." I promised to do it in 14 days. The reason I asked for 14 days was I didn't have money at the time. So I worked, saved up, and then went to Iraq.
When my dad got to Iraq, he found my brother confined in a container in Camp Ashraf. He got him out, and the MKO brought Somaye to him. They lived in the camp for 4 months together. To raise their spirits, Dad threw a birthday party for Muhammad and Somaye.
It was very difficult for me. Despite all my trust in MKO, I found myself imprisoned by it. Then, without their mom and sister being there, I celebrated their birthday. I still thank God. I cried at nights. But I was hopeful. I was taking them back with me and tried to lift their spirits. But then the MKO told Dad he couldn't stay there because he had already cost them too much. Dad turned to the Americans that had by then invaded Iraq and disarmed the MKO.
Yeah.
They told Dad he would have to leave for Canada, but Mohammed was in a very fragile state. Dad knew my brother and sister were in danger in the hands of MKO, so he sent my mother to Jordan. The Iraqi government refused her a visa, so she went on a hunger strike outside of the Canadian embassy, and in the end, something paid off.
Oh, okay. It's recording.
Yeah, it's recording. Yeah, right. So I'm going to show you the gate. So I'm going to show you the ولی نتیجه ما این بود که تونستیم سومیه را حداقل ببینیم، دیدیم سومیه خیلی مریضه، سومیه احتیاج به کمک داره، از شما میخوان کمک هم کنه. از آنزم منطقی خیلی مشکل داشت سومیه، حالا به هر صورت اومدیم اینجا و الان دیگه خواهی دیم کنیم دیگه تعبیل خدا
The Canadian government managed to get Mohammed out and deliver him to mom. This happened because Mohammed was a Canadian citizen, and Iraq was now under the control of US, a Canadian ally.
دیدیم من و مرتضی و هوریه با هم تو راییم، ساعت 4:18 دقیقه است. آقا مرتضی داره رانندگی میکنه، یه نقطه تو فکره، داره موهاش هم قشنگ شده.
My brother finally came back to us on the 20th of December, 2004.
خوش اومدی، خوش اومدی. اونی باره چرا قرار خاموش کن. بلکن. بده بده. کلید بده ما. آقا محمد، خوش اومدی به خونه. دوست داره ما رو شکوندی. برو چرا قرار خاموش کن. چرا برو چرا قرار خاموش کن. برو چرا قرار خاموش کن. برو چرا قرار خاموش کن. برو چرا قرار خاموش کن.
Mohammed was home and could put all the horrible memories behind him, but not Somaya. She was still stuck back in Iraq. When she went to Camp Ashraf, her passport was confiscated and she left Canada before getting her citizenship. Dad had tried everything to get her back, but the MKO refused to let her leave. Dad snapped and made a formal announcement on the internet that he would fight with the MKO until Somaya was home.
بعد از اینکه محمد رو تونستم با تمام بدبختی و شرایط سخت محمد رو از چنگال
After I rescued Mohammed, I realized I could no longer use the same strategy to rescue Somaya.
نمیتونم که با اون راهی که محمد نجات دادم سمیه نجات بدم. و شروع کردم علیه سازمان علنا.
So I started to confront the MKO openly by writing articles against them and that way to rescue my daughter.
مقابله کنم با سمیه مو از چنگال سازمان مجاهدین نجات بدم.
Mohammed came home, but we were still waiting for Somaya's return. They told us we need to get a lawyer to help with Somaya's immigration to Canada. After we got a lawyer and went to court, they told us that mom and dad needed to go to Iraq, and with Somaya, attend a hearing that would determine whether Somaya was eligible for Canadian citizenship, so she could be brought back. They flew to Jordan, but were then refused an Iraqi visa. When Dad called the lawyer, she said the hearing would have to be held over the phone with Somaya in Iraq and Mom and Dad in Jordan.
Hey,
بزنه نبض شباب عکس سمایی هست و اینم صفحه شماره 3 یه صفحه کامل این داستان
یه دقیقه قشنگی ندار تو افتار گذاشتی
ما اومدیم اینجا با امریکایی شروع کردیم صحبت کردن روزنامه البیانه رو چیز کردن از همون جورو هم میتونی باستی روزنامه البیانه برای چاپ کردن روزنامه از شعبانیه عکس کلش رو انداختیم اینجا خب میتونی شما قبطرم واسی لطفاً که عکس کامل من رو بندازیم و این عکس روزنامه از باب و نزد و شبابه و داستانش رو اینجا مطرح کردیم از آمریکایی ها کمک خواستم این طور بندازم خود اینا رو چیزاش رو بنداز دیواراشون رو بنداز که من از اینا کمک خواستم که به من کمک کنن و بتونم هرچی سریع‌تر سمیه رو با خودم به کانادا برگردونم.
The Americans brought Soumaya for the video conference, but she didn't give any indication that she wanted to return. This was because after the conference, she would be sent back to the camp. For a girl who has been manipulated and suffered a lot of hardship, fear comes naturally, and the survival instinct takes over. I think she would have said anything to protect herself.
شکنجه‌ای که به محمد کردن تو با چش دیدی؟ سومیه تو شریک؟ تو خودت با چشت دیدی؟ تو با چشت دیدی که چطوری منو اذیت کرد؟ تو با ندیدی؟ منو نگاه کن ندیدی منو اینجا چطوری اذیتم کردن؟ کردن یا نکردن؟ هیچ سازمان از فرد شروع میشه از اون الفت شروع شد تا اونا سومه دیدی که منو چطوری صبح چند روز منو مثل دستمال کاغذی بازی دادن؟ فقط میخوام اینا بهت بگم تو بدون؟
نه
میخوام با عنوان این ضبط زود بهت ضبط کنم به مامانت فقط نشون بدم
که به
نه میخوام بهت بگم که دیدی که منو چرا الفت نماینده ایدئولوژی که سازمان چطوری با من بازی کرد چی؟ راست میگی دیدی که چطوری میخواستم منو تو اون اتاق منو محمد بزنم دیدی که اون شب چیکار کردن با من و چندین روز منو توی همون هتل نگه داشتن همین مجاهدین تهدیدهای مجاهدین تلفنی بودن که به من کردن به ممانعت کردن تهدیدش کردن و به محمد و مرتضی رو تهدید کردن سمیه تمام این حرفا رو بهت زدم و از الان همه اینا تو اگر از الان به واقع گوش نکنی یعنی به واقع پس از الان همین چی دوست داری به مامان و داداشات بگو بهشون بگو که تو اینا همه چیز رو میدونی که این بلا بزن
من
چیز رو نمیدونم
من حرفای که بودن این کشک اصلا من هیچ کدوم قبول
ندارم این کارا با من نکردن؟ کردن یا نکردن؟ چرا جواب نمیدی؟
چرا میکردن؟
شکنجم دادن یا ندادن؟ برخورده بد کردن یا نکردن؟ کردن یا نکردن؟ خیلی خوب کی کرد؟ مگه مسئولین سازمان مجاهدین نکردن با من؟ کردن؟ چرا کردن؟ چه بدی در حقشون کردن؟ چرا تموم شد؟ بالاخره این کارو کرد. یه چمر شبایی کردم تو تو ذهنیت بدی توش گذاشتم. بهوار اشتباهی بوده که من کردم. شما یه گناهی نداشت. و گناهی هم ندادم.
No, I mean, take for your wife.
Yes, I talked to my mom.
No, you already? Okay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Mustafa, we as parents, I'm a parent.
You have made a mistake and put her in an environment where she's making decisions based on other decision points. But that was your mistake, and you will always bear that burden until she decides that she has made a mistake or does not decide that.
من اشتباه کردم.
This was my mistake. My daughter was the victim of this situation all because of me. Somaya could never have decided that on her own. She didn't even know MKO.
And you have to live in your heart and your head that one day she will realize that she has made a mistake. And she will understand what you were trying to do for her. But that is something that is a mistake that you have to live with now. And it will be painful.
Since then, we tried everything we could to get to her, to protect her, to save her, and to show her that no harm will get to her anymore. I was 18 then, about to start my first year of university, staying in the horrible conditions of a desert in Iraq. For 3 months, we camped outside of Ashraf in a small, sheltered hut shared with several other families. Bombings could be heard in the distance. Desperation filled our hearts, anger and exhaustion took over our bodies, and we began shouting, expressing our loss and betrayal. Waking up every morning at dusk, we got ready to head back to the gates. For hours under the heat and polluted air, we begged some more. Near the end of our stay there, I was beginning to get frustrated. The Iraqi army kept bringing nothing but negative news about whether I'd be allowed to see my sister or not. Hope would rise and die every morning. With 11 years of despair built up in me, I didn't know whether to give up or keep on going. One time, they gathered a bunch of members of MKO and had them stand in a line to taunt us, to show us they built a wall, a shield, with the children they took from their families.
میخوام بچه‌هامونو ببینیم. میخوام ملاقات داشته باشیم. سمیه از من خواسته بود کمکش کنم. بیارمش بیرون. آمریکایی‌ها با همکاری فرقه تروریستی سمیه نگه داشتن.
I would take the microphone in my hands and tell them everything I felt. Then just as that was done to them and their loved ones, I would feel my hands and my voice shaking. I wondered whether my sister was among them, if she could hear my voice. I wanted to reach her for just a second because I knew that once she knew I was there and heard the desperation in my voice, maybe hope and strength would fill her once more. But when nothing happened, my mom, my dad, and I couldn't take it anymore.
Do you not see the tears that I have shed over and over for you? So you can open your eyes and maybe feel just a bit of the pain that I am feeling.
During one of our regular pleas of protest, we started shaking the gates of the camp. And as the gates shook, rage took over and the other families joined us. With all the force left in the old and the young after months of being there, we broke open the gates and went in. We wanted to show them our strength and determination. When I stepped inside, all I could think of was running inside and finding my sister and saving her from them. But the Iraqi army blocked our way as we tried to run in, hitting us and pushing us back to prevent the MKO from attacking us. But I didn't care. I was willing to get shot to show the world that they were prepared to shoot a girl for wanting to see her sister.